Good afternoon, everyone. We're running a little bit behind. Today I had to make a trip into Jane, Missouri, and then on down to Bella Vista, Arkansas, and then over to Jane and back. We had to do some running around, some chores to do this morning. So we're running a little behind, but we are continuing our favorite passages in the Bible. And today Mark is going to be reading for us the Isaiah, the chapter 40. And this is where the prophet is saying, comfort ye my people. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem, and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned. Notice the prophet Isaiah does not say, speak ye comfortably to everyone without exception. He says, speak comfortably to Jerusalem, meaning those who are spiritual inheritance of Jerusalem, spiritual Israel. And then he talks about, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight a desert. We know that's what John the Baptist did. He says every valley should be exalted, every mountain and hill should be made low. And the crooked places straight and the rough places plain, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. And he says all flesh is grass. He says the grass withereth and so on. But he goes back to Zion and says, O Zion that bringeth good tidings. And he talks about his flock. He's talking about particular redemption here. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather his lambs. He shall gently lead them. He also asked the question, who hath directed the Spirit of the Lord, or being his counselor, taught him? That's another question we need to ask today. The same question we need to ask today. He says all nations are before him as nothing. They are counted to him less than nothing. He says he sitteth upon the circle of the earth. He doesn't say it's a globe. The earth is a circle, but it is not a globe. And he says inhabitants, there are as grasshoppers. He says he stretcheth out the heavens as a curtain and spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell. And we have the idea of a dome, flat earth. And then over it is the dome. He says, whom will you liken me? He says, the everlasting God, the God that created the ends of the earth, fainteth not. There's no searching of his understanding. And he concludes the chapter with, those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. So this is a tremendous chapter of comfort to the believer. I'm going to turn it over to Mark and have him read it for us.
Comfort ye, my people, saith your God. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem, and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished. Her iniquity is pardoned, for she has received the Lord's hand double for her sins. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain shall, and hill shall be made low. And the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. The voice said, cry, and he said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass. All the goodness thereof is the flower of the field. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it, sure the people's grass. Grass withereth, the flower fadeth, the word of our God shall stand forever. O Zion that bringeth good tidings, get thee up into the high mountain, O Jerusalem that bringeth good tidings. Lift up thy voice with strength, lift up, be not afraid, saying to Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord God will come with strong hand, his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, his work before him. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lamb with his arm and carry them in his bosom. He shall gently lead those that are with young. He has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand and meted out heaven with his span. Comprehend the dust of the earth and the measure and weighed the mountains and scales and the hills in the balance. Who hath directed the Spirit of the Lord or being his counselor had taught him? With whom took he counsel, who instructed him and taught him the path of judgment, taught him knowledge and showed him the way of understanding? Behold, the nations are as a drop of a bucket and are counted as a small dust of balance. Behold, he taketh the isles a very little thing, and Lebanon is not sufficient to burn, nor the beasts are sufficient for a burnt offering. All nations before him are as nothing, and they are counted to him less than nothing in vanity. To whom then will ye liken God, or what likeness will ye compare unto him? The workman melteth a graven image, and the goldsmith breadeth over with gold and casteth silver chains. He that is so impoverished that he hath no oblation chooseth a tree that will not rot. He seeketh unto him a cunning workman to prepare a graven image that shall not be moved. Have ye not known? Have ye not heard? Have ye not been told? Have it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundation of the earth that it is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, the heavens thereof as grasshoppers, stretcheth out the heavens as a curtain, and spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in, bringeth the prince into nothing, he maketh the judge the earth as vanity. Yea, they shall not be planted, yea, they shall not be sown, yea, their stock shall not take root in the earth. He shall also blow upon them, they shall wither. The whirlwind shall take them away as stubble. To whom will you liken me? Or shall I be equal, saith the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high, and behold, who created these things, and bringeth out their host by number. He calleth them all by names by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power, not one faileth. Why sayest thou, Jacob, or speakest of Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, my judgment is passed over my God? Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary, there is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, to them that have no might, increases strength, even the youth shall faint and be weary, the young man shall utterly fall. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings of eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall run and not faint.
Thank you.
Yes.
Well, this is a very encouraging chapter for God's people. God is the one that gives us the faith. He's the one that is our shepherd. He is the one that comforts us. He's the one that leads us. He's the one that preserves us. And he's the one that will finally land us safely in heaven with him. God bless.